Hello, my name is Alistair Humphreys.
And I'm Tom Cavill-Davis.
We both love to travel and we enjoy good food too.
Sadly, we can't be travelling all the time, so we have decided to explore the world of food in London.
We're going to eat in one restaurant for each country representing the letters of the alphabet from A to Z.
We hope this will give us not only an insight into the fascinating array of countries, but also into the diversity of London's culinary scene.
Join us then on our A to Z of London's world of food.
Hello, it's Hekmat from Meza Tuttingbeck. I have a lovely small Lebanese restaurant. It's 5 tables only, so the feeling is like at home. We do traditional Lebanese food, the way we've been brought up. My parents, they are patissiers, so I grew up around food. So all my life actually revolves around food. That's what we do.
In this tiny kitchen, which is probably about 6 metres by 6 metres, there are currently 4 chefs and then myself and Al, so it's pretty tight. But the work rate here is fantastic. On a barbecue grill at the back, one of the chefs is just grilling some aubergine, which I'm assuming is for a baba ganoush. Red Lebanese wine being poured to one of the customers who's sitting up at the bar.
What are you serving up there?
We're serving some lovely lamb sausages called sujuk. They're pan fried with a bit of tomatoes, a bit of garlic, finished some coriander and a bit of lemon. Delicious, slightly spicy.
Traditional Lebanese?
This is an Armenian dish actually. This is the Armenian influence.
Armenians who came to Lebanon in the late 1800s, so this is their influence on the Lebanese cuisine.
Now, this is special of the day. We have a couple of specials today. We have chicken livers,
yeah,
that we pan fry them with a bit of garlic, coriander, a bit of pomegranate molasses at the end, and the chef is cooking.
What's he cooking now, Nader?
No, what's this here? It's very cut. It looks like an ice cream. What's it?
It looks like an ice cream, but it's a labneh, soft cream cheese, actually. This is very traditional cheese for breakfast in Lebanon, but often made it as a salad.
It's beautifully colourful. It's the labneh, which is a lovely white cheese with some deep red pomegranate seeds and a really generous bundle of fresh mint.
Some more laden plates are arriving. What's this one here?
This one, aubergine. And you have nuts inside, you have chili, you have red pepper.
What does it have a name in?
Aubergine Makdous.
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 Thank you.
In the other plates, we have baba ganoush and one lovely and kind of chunky. A mountain of falafel, which you've come kind of garnished with chopped pickles. And then some phyllo pastry with spinach and halloumi cheese inside. It's kind of freshens everyone's mouth. We have labaneh, so really nice just to cleanse the palate. I'm going to stop speaking and start eating. I mean, looking at this kitchen, it's very small, it's very tight. You're working incredibly hard. What keeps you going at this?
Keeps you going. Don't ask them. Sometimes, like now, my chef just said that the only thing that keeps us driving and going and doing all these 15 hours days, 7 days a week sometimes for a few weeks is the love of what we're doing actually.
So the main event has just arrived now, and Hekmat is just putting, well, you can describe that for me.
Grilled chicken on the charcoal, will be marinated for 24 hours, then some roasted pepper, lemon, a bit of olive oil.
How do you say enjoy your meal in Lebanese?
Sahtain.
Something I've noticed in your restaurant is that you're all incredibly friendly, and when you come here you feel incredibly welcome. Is that an important part of Lebanese culture?
This is very, very, yeah, yeah. Lebanese people are very hospitable, so, and very, very extremely generous. You might bump into somebody on the street and you chat, have a cup of coffee with him, he will invite you home and tell you come and have lunch with us, and this is what the culture is about actually.
We're doing an A to Z of London restaurants, and it's amazing how many nationalities are represented through their food in London. How do you find running a restaurant in London?
This is part of it, yes. Telling people about the culture, the wine, the food, how people they are, and because sometimes people have wrong ideas about others, or basically they don't see the real thing, actually. That's what we brought into Tuttingbeck, actually. That's where we brought something small, but reflect 100% the Lebanese.
We really hope you enjoyed this edition of London's World of Food and A to Z. To find out more about this project, please visit www.atozlondonfood.com.